This is a recording for the film to be used with the Florida Folk Festival. Start here. The Suwannee River, probably the world's most sung about stream, rises in the mysterious Okefenokee Swamp in South Georgia and wanders 250 miles through Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. It moves quietly through picturesque country, with tall trees lining its steep banks. Today, youngsters enjoy fishing in the Suwannee, even as Osceola did when he was a boy in North Florida. Not a long river, nor a wide river, the Suwannee is known and loved the world around, all because Stephen Foster, the American troubadour, wrote a song about it more than 100 years ago. That song, Old Folks at Home, or Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, is sung in many tongues and many nations around the world every day of the year. And in 1935, it was designated, by legislative act, the State Song of Florida. Honoring Foster, the nation's master melody maker, the state of Florida in 1950 opened to the public the Stephen Foster Memorial at White Springs on U.S. Highway 41 in North Florida. It is a 243-acre park, beautifully wooded, on the Suwannee River, with a 200-foot Carillon Tower rising above the trees and the nearby Foster Museum. Housed in the tower is the world's largest set of tubular bells. These bells, played either manually or electrically, provide 4 concerts daily for visitors to the park. Quite naturally, Foster music makes up the major part of each program. The museum, with the graceful form of an antebellum mansion, houses a wealth of Fosterana. It includes a desk on which Foster completed Suwannee River. Two original paintings by Howard Chandler Christie, numerous exhibits of old musical instruments, and copies of Foster's original scripts are on display. 9 animated dioramas in full color, each representing one of the composer's major songs, gives visitors a new insight into Foster's genius. Hundreds of thousands of visitors from every state and many foreign nations visit the park each year, enjoying the music, the exhibits, the quiet beauty of the trees and the flowers, and the river itself. An outstanding event, the first weekend in May each year, is the Florida Folk Festival, sponsored by the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission in cooperation with the Florida Federation of Music Clubs and the Florida Folk Festival Association. On the banks of the historic Suwannee, made famous by America's greatest writer of folk songs, the festival finds a natural home. Traditionally, the colorful 3-day event is held on a shady outdoor stage on a knoll overlooking the Old Folks at Home River. More than 1,500 participants from every corner of Florida and frequently from Georgia and other states come together for the festival. In costumes of long ago, they sing old songs, tell folk tales, fiddle old tunes, and dance the dances of many lands. Individually, the folks who come here may play a musical saw, witch a well, or crack a bullwhip like those of the early settlers who thus earned the name of crackers. Anything reflecting the traditional expressions of the long ago is a suitable subject for the folk festival, which becomes each year a more precious treasury of almost forgotten lore. Here are the rural folks who have been the guardians of folk traditions in every land for centuries. Here are the old-time quilters, with quilts set up in frames under the shade of old live oak trees, artists at work, busily stitching intricate designs into bright, multicolored coverlets that are the pride and joy of good housewives. At the folk festival, there are spinners, too, spinning cotton into thread by hand on the big wheel that is a cherishable antique. A beautiful demonstration by a little lady, 80 years young, truly a passing folk art with warm appeal for old and young alike. Folk music as it was meant to be played and sung, voices uplifted with all a sincerity that made Stephen Foster humble and great. You'll note that no reference has been made to American folk songs and dances, no omission intended, because the Florida Folk Festival extends through the boundaries of thing American to include the remembered, the handed down, the revered song and dance customs of many lands. Greek dances from Tarpon Springs appear on festival programs with Polish singers, Scottish dancers, Spanish guitar players, English balladeers, folk artists from the world around. Truly, an enjoyable, relaxing kaleidoscope of just plain folks with God-given talent. An example, a Czechoslovakian dance by boys and girls from Isaacstown, where live many families still close to remembered things of their old country. Whether you like to dance or not makes no difference at this Florida Folk Festival. On a given program, and there are six during the three-day festival, you'll find it hard to keep from clapping hands or tapping feet, or both, to the rhythms of many, many dancing lands. This, they say, is the true test for folk music. Will it move those who only sit, listen, and enjoy? The Suwannee River has long been known and loved by Florida's first citizens, the Seminoles. For generations, Indians from the region nearby came to drink and bathe in the healing waters. They still come to dance and sing. But there is more, much more, than singing and dancing such as we have shown. There are few talents not performed here, and performed with a polish that reflects solid training at this festival. To illustrate the point, yes, folklore takes many forms in its preservation. Age makes no difference in the enjoyment of or the participation in the Florida Folk Festival. The children of Florida and neighboring states keep alive many of the games played by their fathers and mothers in days gone by. And they welcome the rhymes and other lore brought into the state by youngsters from other places, at home and abroad. One of the primary aims, and one of the greatest accomplishments of the festival, is the stimulation of interest in singing games. Many of them are original, with the children who live right here in the Suwannee River Valley. Preservation of law in music still belongs, for the most part, to the human voice. And at the festival, there are many groups of voices who come each year to sing the kind of songs Stephen Foster left as part of our heritage. A variety of talent, did we say? Yes, and a variety of people, too. If there is one thing strictly American about the folk festival, it's the banjo. The story goes that the banjo was invented by two brothers, wandering minstrels in South Carolina about 1820. Ben and Joe traveled from town to town singing on the street corners and at country fairs. To them goes credit for creating an instrument with a louder sound to serve as accompaniment in the open air. They attached a long wooden neck to a cheese box rim, over which they stretched a coonskin until it was tight as a drum. The sound from catgut strings stretched over the bridge in the center of this drum could be heard quite well indeed. They called it Ben and Joe, which in time simply became the banjo. The banjo, which helped popularize Stephen Foster's music during his brief lifetime and long after his death, is, quite properly, peculiar to America. Appropriately, Foster, the first composer named to the Hall of Fame, has been referred to as the voice of America, because his simple, melodious songs are loved and sung from Cape Town to Moscow, from Hong Kong to Cairo, every day of the year. Foster's Suwannee River is more than a wandering stream in north of Florida. It is a mythical and wonderful river that rises in the highest mountains of the human soul and is fed by the deepest springs of the human heart. It flows through the pleasant sunny vales of memory and empties into the glorious ocean of unfilled dreams. It brings peace and contentment for the weary and worn who find their way to its shores. Way down upon the Suwannee River, home of the Stephen Foster Memorial, site of the annual Florida Folk Festival, the first weekend of every May.